With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump and President Biden campaigning today in Georgia, considered by many to be a critical state. Mr. Trump says his top priority, once he's back in office, secure the border.
On day one of my new administration, I will terminate every open border policy of the Biden administration, and we will use every tool at our disposal to rid our country of the monsters who Joe Biden set loose to threaten and kill innocent Americans.
Biden, meanwhile, says he believes Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is, quote, hurting Israel more than helping Israel, and how he's approaching the war in Gaza. President expressing support for Israel's right to pursue Hamas, but says of Netanyahu, quote, he must pay more attention to the innocent lives being lost as a consequence of the actions taken. Also at SRNnews.com, Wall Street pullback, its record following a shaky day of trading Friday.
The S&P 500 slipped 0.7% on Friday from its all-time high. It initially climbed after mixed data on the U.S. job market bolstered hopes for easier interest rates. Later, it swung to a loss after one of its most influential stocks, NVIDIA, took a rare stumble. It was just the third losing week for the S&P 500 in the last 19. Bob Agner reporting.
Well, Microsoft says it is still trying to, quote, evict the elite Russian government hackers who broke into the email of senior company executives in November and have since been trying to breach customer networks with stolen access data. Microsoft says the hackers are from Russia's SVR, Foreign Intelligence Service, and use data obtained in that intrusion for a number of ways. This is SRN News. South Carolina Supreme Court deciding the legality of a new private school voucher program.
Justices on South Carolina's High Court heard arguments on the constitutionality of spending taxpayer money on private schools through vouchers. South Carolina's constitution prohibits state funds from directly benefiting any religious or other private educational institution. Opponents of the law say providing vouchers for private school tuition or fees is a direct payment. Supporters of the law say the money goes to a trust fund for parents to spend. Jeremy House, SRN News.
More Americans consider Donald Trump a stronger supporter of Israel than President Biden. Rasmussen National Survey finds 40% of likely voters believe that Mr. Trump is a far better friend to Israel. 27% think Biden is stronger. This is SRN News. For human beings, it is an amazing sight to behold, historical one at that. But what about our furry friends, livestock, and wild critters? Here's correspondent Ed Donahue in an animal's perspective on eclipse.
Several zoos along the path will be monitoring changes in behavior when the skies dim next month. In the past,
the flamingos all gathered around their chicks.
Adam Hartstone Rose at North Carolina State University is leading the team. There was a Komodo dragon.
They're a little bit scary, but they don't do anything.
But when the eclipse started,
just in those couple minutes during the eclipse, it started running around and had a reaction.
For this eclipse, some but not all of these animals will be observed.
We're going to look at a different group of gorillas and see if they behave the same way as previously.
One researcher says eclipses mimic short, fast-moving storms. When skies darken, many animals take shelter. I'm Ed Donahue.
More details at SRNnews.com.